release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Yes, SA's number one podcast in the building.
We stay number one.
And I'm here.
Good to have you back, Ghostly.
Yes.
Missed you, Ghosty.
But I was there, but because I'm a ghost, you never know.
Hey. Everyone was asking for you at the brunch,
of course,
man.
Where is she?
Why couldn't you come, Vel?
How? I was there.
Ghost.
Yeah.
She thinks we are chillers. She's making us a chillers.
Hey, because I was she's here.
Yeah, exactly.
She's Philip. It's Ghost.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, fuck, man. Big shout out to every single person that came out to the podcast brunch. Oh, my word.
Yeah, shout out to people.
Amazing.
You look so amazing, guys. No,
they asked pop questions, but shout out. Thank you for coming.
Every question
the love
is valid,
was real.
You know?
They're valid, though. You're right. Yeah. They were pertinent questions, but they were like...
You guys just wanted to get your freak on, you know, and just go
I was
crazy.
So nervous. You was nervous.
I could see.
I could tell.
But you're also
you
nervous,
don't like crowds.
Yeah,
both
I don't
of
like
you.
Crowds also,
yeah.
Man. I don't like crowds. Like,
but you've got a whole force
crowds,
behind
man.
You. Oh. So you
I think
just
I started... softening up towards the end because of the liquor, you know?
Oh,
I don't
okay.
think I did.
Yeah, I know. He was very quiet. There was a point like 30
well, but
minutes.
But the Nota was there. I didn't need to say anything.
It was the Nota show.
Exactly.
That's why we invited Nota because he loves the sound of his own voice. We're like, hey,
yeah.
My man, rock the
Yo,
chief.
Carry us. Do your thing, La Vida
no.
Nota.
No,
but what did you think of the brunch though, man?
Brunch was amazing. It was great. Yeah. Always amazing to...
See the chillers,
the people
yeah,
you actually
yeah,
are yeah. talking to, you know. Oh, so yeah, that definitely. Yeah, it was amazing, man. It was great. The venue was top. Shout out to
Barbecue
35
rooftop.
Ferguson.
Mm.
Rooftop Ferguson, dope. Mm. Yeah, man, it was amazing.
I was a bit uneasy when Nota was speaking about black coffee.
Why?
Because I don't know, man. Like.
We both
I like black coffee, man.
We all love. I love black coffee. Man.
Like, he's never done anything bad to me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I've got like this whole Groetman love for him, you know? I remember once I booked him at Paparazzi and he charged me, right?
I was there for the black coffee king.
Were you there?
He was wearing a fedora hat.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be there at 12. He came out around 2-3 in the morning wearing a white shirt. I was there.
Yeah.
Just watching. Yeah, I was there, bro.
Yeah. So I never paid him because normally he's supposed to pay a deposit. I never paid him. And then he came, he played.
Wow.
He left. And then after he left, I never paid him for like 2 weeks. And he never called me, bothered me or anything.
I mean, it's sense. How much was he charging then?
10K. Yeah, 10K. Yeah.
I think that was your price.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It was not the black coffee price.
Yes.
I remember inquiring.
Yeah.
Around 2011. And it was like 30, 40. That the price will charge exactly.
My 21st, he came. We didn't book him. He came. He played for free.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
So like every time I've ever met him or dealt with him, it's always been love, man. So yeah, when people speak about him, it's a bit weird for me, man.
Yeah, but it's I guess it's a whole thing of you will know a person and then it's like, oh, you know, but what I know of them is them just being so sweet.
Yeah.
But you don't know them. You know, you don't know their other side.
Well, but
and unfortunately, that's when now when we read these things and his...
But I can only talk about my reality, encounters with him.
Yeah.
I can't talk about
but
other people.
Yeah, it doesn't justify the what... You know, they've got Nota, for example, has his own experience and, you know, he shared it and it's like...
Yeah, and also even him, he's not 100% sure it's black coffee sent cops on him.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh.
I mean...
Yeah, it's
so
speculation.
So it could be that he didn't even send cops on him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, Nota has got a lot of enemies that he created. So, I mean, they don't just pop out of nowhere, these enemies. Yeah. Right?
If you check, whenever you guys speak about coffee, I always keep quiet.
Oh, well, we hardly speak about coffee. I mean, I love coffee, dude. Like, it's a huge influence in my music when I make music. You know what I mean? Huge. I love coffee. I've never said anything foul about him.
Mm. Well, I don't know him. I don't have any experiences with him. And that's just, I go with what
is it true he's dating Sarah Langa?
I saw something.
Oh,
as well.
Snap, yeah, then for real.
The truth has come, like they've come out. So I don't know. It's the legit of that relationship and what's going on. But why would he be then now still harassing his wife, ex-wife? But that's another story.
Who is Sarah Langer, man? What's her claim to fame?
No. Is it Sarah Langer or is it the...
Sarah Langer.
Are you sure?
I don't know the story, but Sarah Langer makes sense to be dating Black Coffee. But
she's an influencer. Like,
but she's
very...
freaking hot, man. She's so you got to hand it to him for that one.
Yeah, she's super hot.
Yo.
Yeah, she's very hot. She's an she is an influencer, but there's more to her than that. I mean, she's one of the top earning influencers. She's educated.
Let me Google her. Do you think she's got a Wikipedia?
She might.
Sarah Langer.
But I mean, anyone can just create a Wikipedia. Mm. So she might.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
No, she is. And she was dating a billionaire.
Oh, she's also divorced.
She was married to a... Yeah, divorced from a billionaire.
All right. Here, first question. People ask, what does Sarah Langer do for a living? Here's the answer. Langer has over the years built a career as a social media influencer. She has since moved on and seems to have publicly declared a relationship with American actor and model Redrick Williams. This is 7th of Jan, 2021. Who's Redrick Williams now?
We don't know. We don't know that one.
What's going on here?
No, I think you've got the wrong girl.
Is it the wrong girl?
Maybe Black Coffee is not dating Sarah Langer.
It's the right one, Ghostly.
Sarah Langer, Black Coffee makes sense. That union makes sense.
No, it's the wrong girl.
So according to you, what does she do, Ghostly? She's an influencer.
She's an influencer. Ah. Like one of the top.
She's the top
influencers in the game.
Top echelons of influencers.
So she's never done TV, radio, nothing.
No,
acting.
Nothing. No.
She acts as well. She's done acting, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, she's an actress, I think.
Nah, I don't think
so. Does she have that on her?
She dated K.O. as well.
K.O.?
The first celebrity cat she dated was K.O.
Oh, is this K.O.'s
Sarah Langer. She got like a white dad or something. Very light-skinned girl. Damn, dated K.O.? Dated K.O., yeah.
Hey, I'm a coffee bus like I'm nandi, yo.
Of course, dog. I'm a coffee dog. From Greece to South Africa, to France.
What are you looking at, Ghostly?
I'm looking for, actually it is. Sarah Langer is the girl that is speculated to be with Black Coffee. Mm. Yes,
that
no,
makes,
she is.
Yeah, I think they're going to, it's a fire couple.
Yeah.
The couple looks good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. From outside, it's.
So there is some tea about something. There's something brewing.
Did you guys...
something brewing. Black coffee.
Coffee, you know.
Homebrew.
Hey,
did you guys listen to Jesse Q's album?
No, I haven't. Oh, he dropped an album?
Yeah.
Oh, flip.
And
how
do people feel about it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what people feel about it. I haven't been on social media. But I thought it was... it's not my vibe.
Because
you know the piano I like, dog. I like the soulful, like, Demtuda...
Yeah, not Kwaito piano. Because it's like, I feel like there's two branches. Kwaito piano, you know? Then there's like soulful with Taliwonga, something so weird.
Yes, that's my vibe. Have you heard that Dallas Toki? Astoki Superman.
That's saxophone. That's saxophone.
Matumani, have you heard my producer's verse on that?
Yes.
That's my vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. It's similar to the previous, what are the tracks that he sang on? Like,
Love You Tonight.
Same vibe, yes.
Yeah,
it's got that.
That's the kind of
saxophone.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It hits to the soul,
hey? Yeah. And Jazzy didn't use the song that I gave him.
How?
Maybe that's why it was pop.
No, man, play us the song. Your MacBook has a song. Play us the song.
Let's play the beat.
Where is it?
No,
where is it?
We'll tell you if.
Yeah, if it was supposed
sense,
to make it there.
The exclusion makes sense.
I need my phone so I can play it for you guys.
No, yeah, it's charging.
It's
I'm
fine.
Sure.
I'll play it for you.
And there's a call coming in there on your phone anyway.
Come
on.
Barbecue rooftop.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll call him back. It's fine. No, it's fine, Ghostly. I'll play it some other time.
No. The album is out. Your song, you were expecting it. I'm rejecting this call.
Yeah.
You were expecting the song on the
album.
We need
to hear the song.
You are disappointed. So we need
but
to hear
it. But they jacked.
They jacked. The album
they
number
jacked
one.
Kezo. Kezo.
Oh. Kezo.
Yeah, there's a song with Kezo.
It's called Kezo.
No, you know the thing that I do? Kezo.
Yeah.
Kev Zop.
Spoon. Yeah.
Yeah.
They jacked that. There's one song where they did that.
It's, and it's weird. His other name is Funzo. So, Mark Funza and
Kevin.
No one is spoon feeding you now. Eh? Jesse Q doesn't want to be spoon fed the hits.
I need to find the song. But yeah, I liked the beats though. I think he went the vocals. He fucked it up with the vocals. Like his choice selection didn't really go with the beats, but the beats are crazy. So the songs that I like are the songs without any vocals. Uh-huh. There's a song called Rocket. I think it's like number nine or ten. Mm-mm. Ooh, fire. Okay. Fire.
No, no, shout out. Is he making the beats? Because Jazzy Q is involved.
No, man, he buys, man. He buys.
Yeah, because Jazzy Q is involved with all these funny.
All the hits are Busta 929.
Busta, yes, exactly. Mm.
So he's the one who makes all the hits.
So what was he doing that in Jazzy Disciples?
He was just, I don't know, face.
Jesus.
Yeah, because now it's almost like Josiah was the mastermind.
Yeah, and Josiah just announced that, okay, I think he needed to hear Jazzy Q's album. Then he just announced now that, yo, I'm dropping my album next week. No more, okay. No more running around. Let me crash and kill this one.
Ish. Yeah.
Yeah, but you see, Josiah is the master. That guy's fucking talented.
So Josiah was the one carrying the group on his back.
He had the sauce.
Oh.
He had the sauce. Mm. I got so many beats here, man. I didn't write the name. Okay, let me just. I'll hear when I hear it. You really want to hear the beat, guys?
Yeah, we want to hear the beat that was supposed to be on the album that came out this week. I think that's relevant enough.
Okay. Carry on about another topic while I find it.
You found it.
I need to listen to it first. So carry on another topic.
Ah, he wants to now change. He wants to now change and put the nice beats.
Hey, you know what we did this one time. This one time during lockdown, actually, me and my woman were so drunk we started freestyling on top of this beat.
Yeah, I know. You know, I know the track.
Oh, I sent you the track,
yes, and you recorded it.
Yeah,
recorded it. Couple goals, by the way.
Okay, you know,
that's couple goals. Freestyling on my piano beats when we're drunk.
Okay, it's not this beat. Okay, it's not that beat.
This is you.
Yeah.
Hey. You're good.
That's not the song.
This is not you, man. This is you.
This guy.
And my guy.
Yeah. This is my woman. This is the song. So this is the beat that we're meant to take. So this is the song. Can you hear the Kezra?
I hear the Kezra.
Yeah. But it wasn't. I didn't master. I didn't arrange it yet.
It's fine. It's
yeah.
Fine.
We went dry turkey. And I used this mixer actually.
What?
Yeah.
All to record the,
yeah,
this is the interface.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my woman. That's me, obvious.
So when you send it to Jazzy Q, was it?
It's just a beat.
Oh, okay.
Just a beat. Thank without the vocals, yeah.
Thank goodness.
Are you feeling like hope?
Yeah, I'm like,
no wonder.
It's the vocal he rejected, not the beat.
Hey.
Nah, the beat is not whack. I wouldn't say the beat is whack. It's nice.
Can sing, eh?
Hey. Don't be jelly.
No, I think that's cool. We've heard it's we've heard enough.
Okay, yeah. put on the one that when you're rapping. MacGyver raps, guys. Let me expose you also.
Oh, the beat where I'm rapping.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a song that you rap.
So you know the guys that did the intro?
Yeah.
To the podcast, Voltrix.
The beat everybody's asking about. All the, please put that thing on iTunes or something, bro.
Yeah,
people
so...
People are always asking about that beat. Hey. Like, who produced that? Where can I find the song?
So they were recording in studio.
Okay.
And we got high, and I just jumped on the mic.
As in, you're smoking weed?
Yeah, yeah.
Dope. I thought it makes
you... Look at you laying this out.
I thought it made you hallucinate.
No, that day I was just like, fuck it. So when I pump beer.
I like how you laid out before prepare us. I was high.
King on the beat. Who is that song? Is it this one? Yeah, it is this one. Okay, cool.
Is that my lady?
No. Oh, that's some other girl.
Out of female, okay.
Yeah, some other. There you go. I can't believe I'm playing this.
You the opening verse?
No, she does the... What do you call it?
So this Friday, you're going to be on Hangouts. I got boys calling. I got squads tripping. I got hoes talking. Fuck all the rumors, I'm still walking. I got my boys balling. I got the sauce dripping. All of you hoes falling. Your man's at my door, he's still knocking. Look at my wrist. Look at my dick. Use a pick. It's about to get lit. All these hoes. They don't know what I do. With the I like how you enjoy your own music. They call me Superman, cause I got a super whip. You a bad bad, cause you got a super clip. What does that mean? Come ask me. You can find out in my crib.
Sol
is Randall.
It's catchy. I wouldn't say it's rap, but it's what the rappers do these days. Like, look at my name.
They call me Superman because I got a super whip. You a bad bad because you got a super clip.
Oh, super clips. I thought it was super click.
No, super click.
Click. Oh, gosh. Wow.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Hey,
anyway.
Yeah,
Mengele, Mengele.
Let's go back, guys.
Oh, well. Oh, man.
That was fun, though.
Yeah, dope, man.
Yeah. Nice.
But my piano beat is actually okay. Like, it's good. It's, you know.
Just the beat, ne?
Yeah, the beats. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah. I mean, I see why he didn't pick it. But it's not whack. Mm. It's just to me, my piano, like, they all do the same thing. You know,
that's the thing. That it's so hard.
What is it, a sax or dit? And then the chords, it's like, you know, so it's a bit okay, but you know what I mean.
Anyway, what do you guys think about the, I know we never speak about soccer, but I thought it was like crazy what happened this week,
right?
With the Nations Super League.
Nations?
Oh, it's just the Super League.
Yeah, Super League.
European Super League.
What did you think about it?
Shit, I think it's an amazing idea for a movie. Or, you know what I mean? But for real life, I don't want to see Man City, my team, play Madrid twice a month. You know what I mean? It's a special occasion when it does happen, and that's Champions League. I don't want to see it happen every now and then. And also, if FIFA, because FIFA heard about this, they caught wind of this, and they said, any player who gets involved in this league will not play in the World Cup. Now, it's pointless to have a World Cup without all... You know, the superstars. And it's also pointless to have the Champions League without all these teams. No one is trying to watch Burnley and Real Sociedad in the finals of the Champions League.
Okay, can I read, like, lay it down for people who don't understand?
Yeah.
Let me tato my wing this.
All right, please. You know?
All right.
Okay.
Lay it down.
The European Super League, ne?
Yeah.
In a joint announcement Sunday, 6 English clubs, Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester City, Manchester United, and Tottenham Hotspur, alongside 3 teams from Italy, AC Milan, Inter Milan, and Juventus. Mm,
yes.
And 3 from Spain, Atletico Madrid, Barcelona, and Real Madrid, laid out plans to form a breakaway competition. The announcement has resulted in a widespread condemnation, with fans, players, and politicians all criticizing the founding members for prioritizing financial gain. By Wednesday, the Super League had collapsed. It appears they were taken aback by the strength of criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Arsenal apologized in an open letter to their fans and said they had made a mistake, adding they were withdrawing after listening to supporters and the wider football community.
I love the idea. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. I think it was just badly executed.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's happening here as everybody knows, it's no secret, FIFA, UEFA are fucking corrupt.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I agree.
So, Champions League. Let's start with the Champions League. Champions League, they make about $3 billion a year, right? And just for being part of the competition, each team gets about 100 million, right?
Okay.
And then if you win, you get about 130 million.
Oh.
So where does the rest of the money go?
You said how much do they make from the Champions League?
$3 billion.
$3 billion.
Yeah.
How many teams are in the Champions League? Like when it starts.
It's quite a lot.
20?
Yeah, somewhere there.
Example. I don't know the real number. If there's 20 teams and they get 100 million just for qualifying, that's 2 billion already.
Yeah, but not all of them get 100 million. It depends on how big of a stature your club is. Because what they did is that they used to get equal amounts. Mm. And then the big six, the big teams, started saying, no, we want bigger share because people watch this for us.
And the sponsors, Heineken, is there because of us. And that's where
Champions League fucked up. So now they started giving money to clubs. So that's why if you check all the clubs around the world in all the leagues, the ones that have money are the ones that win the league. Okay. So Paris has won the France league for like 8 seasons in a row because they have all the money. So they buy all the best players. Germany, Bayern Munich has all the money in the world.
It's a one-horse race.
It's a one-horse race. Spain, okay, here and there. Juventus has been winning for like 9 years now.
Yeah, exactly.
You get what I'm saying? So they fucked it up by giving the money to the clubs instead of giving it to the leagues. So that they can share the money accordingly.
Oh.
The
leagues.
Yeah. So like if UEFA can give the EPL the amount to give to the English teams, not to Man United.
Why? On what basis?
On the basis that the money can be equally shared.
But don't they pay teams that have qualified for Champions League?
Yes.
Exactly. So why must the league get money?
No, I'm if saying it would have been
four teams from that league.
It would have been on a fair ground. Because now what they do is they give each team a certain amount of money based on your stature and how popular you are.
But isn't
for qualifying?
Fair?
No. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Oh, so generically, UEFA gives teams
money.
It's like KEF.
Yes.
Giving Kaizer Chiefs,
Swallows,
AmaZulu money.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Instead of giving it to the league and then they distribute it.
Yeah, they...
So that everybody eats. Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what is pissing off the big six.
Okay.
Is to say, okay, we are bringing all this traction because the TV rights, the money that MultiChoice, for example, spends to watch...
To cover
the EPL goes to the FA Premier League.
Mm.
The teams don't see that money. But why do we watch the Premier League? Because of the big six.
Mm.
Without those... There is no Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
So they were basically saying, give us what we due.
Okay.
And they lost a lot of money during lockdown.
Oh, of course.
These clubs.
Of course, yeah.
You know? So I agree with the analogy and what they... Because let's be honest, Champions League only starts being nice in quarterfinals, dog. Let's be honest.
True. But the beauty of the quarterfinals and the knockout stages is you just get two legs. But right now, these guys are proposing a league of like 16, 18 teams that's going to face one another on a normal league basis.
Yeah.
Then the fun is gone. But that's I don't want to see Juventus playing Real Madrid every month.
That's what I'm saying. The structure of how they want to do it is badly... was badly pitched.
And also a certain number of teams don't get to qualify. It's like it's automatic qualification on the basis of that they are a big team.
Yeah.
They don't work for it. So that's why it's a bad idea. Arsenal, they struggle to qualify for Champions League.
Yeah.
Arsenal should be, they
lost it with the mechanics of how it's going to work. They lost it. They need to go back to the drawing board and make sure it makes sense. You know, that doesn't make sense. But I agree with the ideology of them saying we need more money.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that they were challenging the institutions, you know. Because FIFA, hella corrupt.
Yeah.
UEFA,
up,
Champions
bro.
League, UEFA.
You know, we bought the 2010 World Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
We did.
With what?
We bought the 2010 World Cup.
Yes.
Exactly.
Qatar. Qatar doesn't even have a soccer team.
And they make the most money when the teams don't. So I agree with challenging.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with challenging Champions League and, you know, but I like the idea of this league, but I mean, teams should play and qualify.
Isn't that the reason why Sepp Blatter is no longer there?
Yeah, he's banned for eight years or something.
Because of all the corruption. Exactly. Yeah, man.
So, hey, man, I don't think it was, but still, you're right, the execution, have it in the format of the Champions League where teams do qualify.
Yes.
Like an alternative to Champions League.
Yes.
Not an elitist league where some teams don't have to qualify. And also, hey,
and it's good teams, that they listened to their, you know, the criticism. And they withdrew. Like, okay, you know. So that was a good thing as well.
I think they knew it was never going to happen. They just wanted to shake up.
Yeah, just try. Yeah.
Champions League. Mm.
So they can go back to the negotiations and ask for more money.
Exactly.
It's they basically carve their value. They carve their value. They're like, actually, guys, we're making so much money for these fuckers.
Mm.
Let's take it.
Yeah, it's like telling your boss that, yo, I got an offer from the other company. They're going to pay me 4 times.
And you're lying.
What you're paying me. Well, they weren't lying. JP Morgan was there to pay the money.
Yeah.
And, you know, bankroll this whole thing. And just tell your employer that, hey, you know? Yeah.
It reminds me a lot about radio, but, you know, obviously.
Yes.
I always speak about radio because it's the only thing I know, right?
It does. When I went to YFM, when I super leaked them, I was like, hey, yo, 5FM is hollering. This is how much. They were like, we can't compete against that. Go. You know, straight up. They weren't even trying to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's not the manager's fault. It's
shame.
From the top. If they're saying these little ones deserve this much, that's it.
Yeah.
So it's like that. You know?
So imagine, Ghost Lady, you're a big DJ, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you are fucking like the best. Got all the numbers. Got the big following.
The best thing ever.
Best thing ever. And then a station wants you, right?
Yeah.
If a station comes to you and say, we'll give you $350,000 a month.
Mm.
Would you take that?
Mm. Yes, I will.
Would you?
Like now?
Mm.
Oh.
What do I do? The things I know. Never.
Don't lie. You ain't going to let go of 350K.
Like never.
Tell the truth.
I love the podcast too much. Yeah, I'll never go.
Lies.
I'll never go.
So any sane person would take that deal.
Yes.
That's a fucking dope deal, right?
Yes.
But then, if you dig deeper, you realize they're giving you 350, right? But when they go and pitch to all these brands to sell advertising on your show, and people tune in because it's you that they want to listen to, and they're selling advertising because of your brand, you realize actually 350,000
is nothing.
Because they probably make 50 million a month from your show.
Just from the show.
Then that's what we call greed.
That's why the big six are like, fuck that.
Fuck the 350K.
Yes.
We want 10. We want 45.
Which is, it makes sense. For me, it makes sense to a certain degree because Champions League is Champions League because of the big teams, really. No one is trying to watch Dinamo Zagreb play Tottenham.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It does make sense for
even with radio. People listen to radio because of certain personalities.
Yes, yes.
Slightly different, though.
No.
You want students who interact with radio differently from someone who works corporate who's sleeping at 12 and 5 and students who are awake studying who'd listen to back in the days Tolly B or you in Graveyard. And that's how they interact with this particular medium. You don't just tune into a metro because there's a fresh in the morning, but you're listening to the afternoon show. You're listening to the show that you want and you like.
What's he saying?
I'm saying. Are you agreeing with us?
I'm saying if you have two superstars,
yes,
who's doing drive and who's doing morning,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean everybody else who tunes in around the clock is because of these two guys, unless they're listening to their show only.
Bro, you are not listening to what we are saying.
Okay, explain to me like I'm 5.
We are saying,
bring out the coloring book.
When it comes to money,
mm-hmm.
at a radio station, if you have superstars.
Oh, they bring in the...
the money.
Oh, you, I thought you said the listeners.
No.
Oh,
the they bring in the money, but the money. They don't get the money. The money goes to the board members
okay,
who
enough,
don't even bring that clout and that traction and those listeners.
Fair enough.
But they're the ones that eat all the money because they're going to say, here's 350,000, knowing very well they're going to make 50 million a month from mm-hmm. your show. So imagine if the big six of radio got together and like, fuck this shit. We want ad revenue split. So however much you make from my show, I want to split.
A percentage.
A percentage, not okay. a not a salary.
Mm.
Mm.
That's what these guys were doing.
Yeah.
No, fair enough.
Yeah.
But I think they knew it was never going to work. They were just challenging. And I think a few things then will change
yeah.
via UEFA and them giving them what's due to them.
Anyway, remember I told you guys about that club in Maboneng?
Oh yeah, the one yeah. with the garage door closes and then
yeah.
and then
there's someone from Maboneng I met at the branch. They're like, now people are going around Maboneng knocking on doors.
At 3 in the morning. Yeah,
he's
in here.
It's like I fucked it up for them.
Does it really exist though?
Yeah.
What
I'm gonna take you, bro. I'll take you.
No, take me, Doug.
Yeah, I'll take you, bro.
You just you can't come out. You are stuck.
You can't come out until the morning. Have you guys been to Sandton lately?
No.
What happened? Wait, Sandton.
Dude, it's a ghost town, bro.
Real?
Yeah, like there's no one there. I can't, everyone's working from home.
Oh yes. Oh. True. Oh, during the week, right?
Yeah,
during
there's the no week. Traffic, oh, yeah. Nothing. It's a ghost town.
Mm.
And apparently some of those offices are going to be turned into apartments.
Ooh.
Because like now a lot of businesses have realized that, hey, we actually don't,
we
need,
don't need
space,
the space.
These spaces.
No, it's
yeah.
been, that's been happening a lot. Like all these office I've, spaces, they're
yeah,
really struggling.
I have a friend, she works at Citibank. They've got a huge building there in Sandton. And she's been working from home. Oh, my baby mama works, Alexandra Forbes. And she's also been working from home. And they are saying it looks like it's going to be a thing.
For real.
Because all they need to do is pay for their dongle, the internet.
Yeah.
The computers are bought.
Yeah.
Right? And that is it.
Yeah. Even Facebook. All those big companies.
Yes, exactly. Oh. Right? Silicon yeah. Valley companies.
Yes.
And you're renting this huge ass yeah. building Ooh. In Sandton. And you realize that actually that 2,000 rands you pay per employee to be at home, when they'd work, it's like 10,000 per head
yeah.
if you're going to rent out that whole entire building.
Yeah.
So it works out cheaper and the production still continues.
I know my cousin.
And, once again, you see, we lead, the rest follow. Because we've been working from home.
From Ghosty's home?
You know?
Yeah, exactly. We've
I know with my cousin, they were refusing them to work from home, which they can, but the company was saying, we've invested so much in the office, you guys have to freaking
yes,
come into the office.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
It's sometimes even companies refuse their employees to actually work from home just because of all the things they've done in the office to make it easier for, not even easier, just...
Is it a big company? Sounds like a small company.
It's a big, small company. I don't know.
Yeah.
Actually,
do you work from home, Ghostly?
Partially, yeah.
Partially, what does yeah. that mean?
Like other days I'm home, other days I go to the office. But it's just like checking.
Who decides if he must go to the office or not?
Obviously the boss.
Oh, so they tell you?
No. They're not necessarily. But it's like, there's a schedule,
yeah.
you know, and I liaise with my employee, like with my colleagues, basically. Like, yeah. okay, do you need something from me? Do I need to come in? Yeah. So that it's...
What do you prefer? Because I think working from home would be a struggle, man. Don't you get like distracted?
Temptations. Mm. Yeah.
No, my job is easy.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got the... I can work from my cell phone, basically. Let's just say I've got a company phone and I work from my, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like I could just be sitting watching TV and still be able to, if I have to attend to a call, just, you know, walk to
so
the bedroom.
So as the only one who's employed here, what are you for this or against it?
You are the only one who's
employed. Can you speak for the employed?
Yeah.
Like working from home, I love it. But I've realized that some people actually struggle with working from home because... like for instance, I know my husband, he actually sometimes prefers going into the office because you find that meetings will go beyond, let's say he finishes, if he's in the office, if he closes his laptop and say bye-bye to everyone at 4, it's over. But working from home, people can start, let's have a meeting, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 6:30. And then it's like, you know what, that thing is, can be like, drive a person off the cliff. Like literally, this is just too much.
It tells me of load shedding. Switch off, yeah.
What was, have you ever had a job, bro?
No, like I
like a
he
proper
worked.
Job.
Oh, no. You mean like a 9 to 5?
Job.
Well, as a student, yeah, but it was not proper job. So
what is your what first job? It? What was it?
Okay, I did promotions. I don't count it as a proper job. And then I got fired from it like first day.
What happened?
Oh, I fucked up. So I was at the Forest Mall, right?
Yeah.
So I did promotion for, it was called Dialer Student.
Yes.
In Brom, where they did promotions. And I was a student. And then BMW, I was doing a promotion for them.
Yeah.
There was this new 3 series that they were promoting. So it was there. You know, at Forest Mall or any mall that have cars.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I was
sitting
with the BMW, right? Yeah. And then they did fancy... These fancy bolts, car like bolts.
Okay. You know?
And I placed them by the bonnet, but on top of the engine with the thing, with the bonnet open.
The hood
and
up.
Stuff.
Yeah,
with the hood up. So closing time, there I am, not realizing the boss are still there, and I close the hood, right? Shit, not closing.
And you got a heavy hand, bro.
Like, heavy hand. And it's fresh from the factory. Maybe there's something wrong. Let me just close it, you know? Push it. Push, close. Great, amazing, awesome. Let me go home, right? Go home. Tomorrow morning, I got a call. And also, the owner of the company, Dallas Student, is a huge BMW fan. He's got like the M3s, BMW. Oh. So this is a personal relationship, right? It's a BMW Johannesburg Motor Club.
Yeah.
Mm. In the morning, the guys are there to set me up. They're like, "Ow, there's a huge now, you know, bump in the bonnet of the car." And they're like... I get there. Then I see these 3, you know, bolt hole thing dents popping up, looking at me like, "Yo." And I see the white guys are red.
Oh,
you know,
my
wearing
goodness.
Their shit red. Like, what's going on here? I'm like, "Oh, fuck. It wasn't closing." And I forced it.
Yo.
Right? And they're like, "Oh, they're like, okay, it's fine. Don't worry. You know how white people are. Like, don't worry. It's fine. We'll sort it out. Just go home."
Yeah.
That was them saying, "You're out of a job." Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here, nigga. Out of a job.
Why did you tell them it's a demo?
You were testing the wind.
So yeah, first job. That's my encounter. My first ever job.
Yeah. Oh,
but like...
That's crazy,
yeah,
man.
There's Van Roy in it.
And you, Coast Lady, your first job?
I was a promo. What was it? Like a promo, like at Moloko, it was still in Rosebank.
Rosebank, yes.
But it was like I was just too tired.
Oh, way back, yeah.
Yes.
That was your first job.
First, yeah. I just lost it.
How
for
did you
one
let
night.
That job?
I don't know. Like, there was my roommates told me because, yeah, I was like, "Oh, like they need girls for the..." So we went and then there was like a party and we had to bring in the food, the platters and just, you know, make sure people is... But yeah, I was just at the back half of the time tired, like...
You are Ambur hockey club girl, eh?
Oh, so
that's where they are.
So that's where the action happened.
Yeah, I could have made it, but you see, I was in the back drinking, and that's how I was like, I'm not good for this.
I remember I just matriculated, right? So I was working at Crazy, and I took a gap year, right? Mm-mm-mm. So I'm working at Crazy, and I'm like, "Hey, guys, during the week, I'm doing nothing, man. You know, like, is there anything I can do?" So the production house is Red Pepper Pictures.
Oh, yeah?
So they're like, "Actually, we need someone for Cool Cats." You know the Cool Cats show?
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they're like, they need
a
runner.
Were you one of the Cool Cats?
No. I didn't have the privilege.
That means privilege.
So they're like, they need a runner on set to do admin stuff, logistics, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm like, fuck, great. I'm excited, dog. Mm. So my first day was Monday. 8 a.m. was call time. I woke up at 5 because my mom was shitting on me. She's like, "What the fuck are you doing? You're just laying here every single day. Mm-hmm. You need a job." So I'm like, "I got a job, mom." Mm-hmm. I'm starting at 8. Mm-hmm. Woke up at 6. Mm-hmm. Took a shower. Mm-hmm. Had breakfast. Yes. I'm fucking amped, dog.
Yes.
I get there. Cool Cats. We start shooting. Dog, by 12, I find myself in the back, passed out. I was tired. That was the first and last time.
Yeah, working as a student.
And my 11, I started pausing out, though. I was falling asleep. Then I grabbed a chair, passed out. I'm like, "This is not for me."
Not the one.
Ah, yeah. So imagine a 9 to 5, bro.
People are different.
But if you had the option though, like if you're just in your, like you had to choose a career, what would you do? Like deep down you feel like, maybe I could be. If I really, really was focused, I could have been a doctor or something. Just
I wanted to be an accountant.
An accountant.
I remember in grade 11, they asked us in the accounting class. Mm. They went around every student. They're like, what do you guys want to do? What do you want to be? So, you know, fucking these fucking IBE motherfucking kids. They're like, I want to be a doctor. I want to be an engineer. So they come to me. In my heart, I wanted to say radio, but I knew they were going to laugh at me. Yeah. Yeah. Like, what the fuck was
well,
to do radio?
Now.
So I'm like, I want to be an accountant.
To sound like,
like you know what you're doing.
Yeah. So grade 11, it's now time to choose like what varsity you want to go to. Mm. So I tell my mom, I'm like, I want to be an accountant. She knew. She's always known that's not going to happen.
This is bullshit. Yeah.
So she took me to some accounting firm in Rosebank and I met this guy and I sat down with him. He's like, so you want to be an accountant? I'm like, yeah, definitely. Went through the whole roadmap, right? So it's like, you're going to study for 3 years, and then you do this for four, and then you get honors, five, whatever. All in all, it was 7 years. When I left them, I'm like, this shit's not for me. 7 years of studying. I'm like, fuck that.
I don't see you as an accountant.
Hey, imagine, dog.
Fuck, bro.
And you, Saul? What did you want to be?
A pilot.
A pilot.
Funny enough, yeah. Then I started rapping. It was like grade 10, grade 9, and it was a rap.
Yeah.
Fuck being a pilot. I'm fly enough as a rapper.
You know?
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So,
why did you want to be a pilot? That's interesting, actually.
Because it pays well, it's cool, you get to travel the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, that's it. I never really loved fucking flying or whatever. It was like, it pays well, travel the world. Fuck, I want
to actually once thought of I wanted to be an air hostess because of the same thing. I want to travel the world.
Exactly. Yeah.
They just looked fly. They looked beautiful. They looked like they were just happy, you know, thinking.
Are you sure you're not running away from your demons?
Flying away.
Hey, remember.
I can't take this shit.
I'm out of here. That was my bloody fucking
So what happened? So what happened then?
Oh, I forgot it, but like I said, I started rapping literally.
Yeah.
And I just forgot about it. Like, I like this music thing, but then I was like, nah, music. And then, yeah, shit happened. And you know, you pass matric. And then I changed, wanted to be a sound engineer, but my mom was, had passed away by then. My family was like, you ain't gonna be no sound engineer. Out here making music in this house, and you ain't seen where that has taken you. You know, study something reasonable. Then I started BCom.
Oh
yeah.
Become what?
Become what was it?
Did you finish?
Do you
okay.
It was become economics.
What?
Yeah. Some stupid shit. I wasted money, man. I didn't even tell them, no, give me the money, guys. Let me see what I want to do, you know? Just become fucking economics.
What did you do? Become economics?
Oh, dog. Because I felt like I needed to impress them. Literally, it was not for me. I felt like I needed to impress them and do something.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm lying. I did engineering first year.
What?
I did engineering. Yeah. I did engineering first year. Engineering.
Sounds like you're really trying to impress.
Mechanical, yes.
Yeah, you're really trying.
And then I dropped out and then I did become accounting.
Mm.
Remember there was a time everyone went to be an engineer and an accountant?
The problem is I went to one of those camps. There was CSA, SICA actually, some chartered accountant thingy, and the Department of Education, Engineering, whatever, had organized camps.
Ooh.
And they took me to one of those camps. And that's what made me think engineering, because those camps, we went to one in Sabi, which is in Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga,
yes.
Yeah.
And it was for engineering and accounting. And that's where I was like, yeah, maybe I should actually do this engineering.
Did you guys ever smash in those camps?
How?
Nah, I was a virgin, left a virgin.
Because my cousin used to smash at those Christian camps.
How? Christian camps.
Mm.
How old was he?
Like old enough.
Older. Mm. Not like kiddie Christian.
No. Oh, but I was always envious because they tell me, hey, I smashed this one.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, maybe I must go to a Christian camp.
It's a holy camp indeed.
Wow.
You get to fill up all the holes there. I love these Christian camps. Went to one also.
Yeah.
But I never smashed. Last thing on my head was smashing.
Yeah, that exactly. Yeah, I went to one as well. The last thing in my head. You just,
yeah. My highlight there.
What are you saying? It's a vendor thing, guys. Is it a vendor thing?
Maybe it's a vendor thing.
I mean.
Oh, hey. No. It's everywhere. I'm sure Christian you hear camp, crazy things out there.
My highlight was fake falling. You know, when the pastor comes, like, pa! That is your head. And you want to fall. Some nigga from Kenya, they're like, pretty special guy, whatever. You know what I mean? And my pants were there, sagging, hip-hop guy, and they were like, you need this. You know, they brought me to the front.
And they felt like they saved you.
Yeah, and I see, like, touching people, they fall. I'm like, oh, flip.
No, but I'm sure he was pushing people.
It's gonna, yeah.
That's what I realized.
It's gonna eventually happen to me, right? Our guy pushes me, I'm not going anywhere, right? Pushes me. I am still here.
Oh, no. Then there's a demon.
Then it's like, yo, demon. Like, yo, hold, stop. But let me handle this guy, you know? Shut my mouth. You're going to fall now. Shut my mouth. Fire. Let me make sure he hits you with the wrath of God. You're like, all right, let me concede. Let me just fall.
Yeah. The demon in you said, listen.
Yeah, then the demon said, get up. Show him. Get up. Just get up. Stand up again. I was like, hey, I don't want no smoke. I want to try to get smoke.
Catch no smoke.
Yeah, there I am. You know, one eye open. It's like, oh, people are celebrating. Worshiping, like, hallelujah, the demon is out. Like, y'all don't know this demon is telling me to get up right now.
And fight back.
And stand right back and stare him in the eyes. But I was like, right, let me just chill. Let me chill.
Let me get this straight. Huh? They came to you first time with the anyeg.
Yeah, they came to me. You know, and second. Then you see the pants are sagging. They're like, ah, this one is, the demon is real. It's alive in him.
You know? No, I'm saying, as they push you first time, you're like, I'm not going down.
No, first time, it's like a small pack. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, okay. Hey, so hit me with that word of God, you know? Like,
hallelujah, I feel it.
Like, yeah, I'm feeling it. I don't know how it's supposed to go down.
Anoint me.
Again, I'm like... Then I'm like looking at everybody. So this is what got you guys down. Like, I started to look at everybody fire. Like, what the fuck is going on, man? You know? That's when I realized that it's all bullshit. You know what I mean?
Then why you're like, hey, let's go. Let's go, boy.
And then only started speaking in tongues. All right, let me just help this guy.
Stand down.
Let me help this guy. It's like the time we got hypnotized. Me and Bougie got hypnotized at YFM. You know?
I'm going to die.
Yeah. Like you just decide, all right, let me just help this guy and
pretend.
Play to the script. Exactly. Because this thing is not working.
Oh, my tummy is sore.
Yeah, they came at YFM to hypnotize us. Was it me and Bougie or was it me during Bougie's show? I think when I did Bougie's show with the Neo Ranaga, when I was still a student, I mean a student at YFM, Y Academic.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, that's hypnotize us.
Oh. Yeah,
and it didn't work.
So you had to play pretend.
Yeah, I was like, fuck. In hindsight, it was going to be good radio if I was like, ah, it's not working. Look at it, like, now I see you, the mic is there, you are there. Bougie, I see you, you know what I mean?
But you're like...
No, it was me and Andy Lemunyai.
Oh, man.
It was Bougie's show, yeah, you'll remember. Yeah, just pretended.
Oh, what did you do in your pretense?
Oh, forgot. I sang Single Ladies by Beyonce.
Oh.
Yeah, some stupid ass-ish. So that's a hot mic.
Oh, man, I haven't laughed that much in a while. My tummy is sore, bro.
Yeah, no.
So that's what happened. That's my
but I understand.
I didn't shag. Yeah?
So you heard tongues, but it's cute.
I was like, all right, it's tongues. Let me go down. You know, who am I? You know? The next thing, no one wants to talk to me at this camp. Like, he's got strong demons. The tongues didn't work on him. You know, like, the tongues didn't work on him. Stay away from him. I was like, oh, fuck, let me just go down. Can't defy the tongues.
I'm sure that pastor from Kenya was pissed. Like, what do you, tone pillow? Which one is this one?
I didn't get the memo. That I'm supposed to just fall upon this guy touching me. You know what I mean?
No, but the thing is I think people already just...
They were close to clapping you.
They did.
100 shut up, man. Yo, clapper.
I'm trying to
go down, bro. Like, yo, for real. And a part of you wants to check where you're landing first.
Hold on.
Let's go. Hit me. You know, because no, now you're falling, you're worried. Like,
where the fuck am I landing? No. There's a chair behind me and I'm breaking my neck. I ain't trying to break my neck for
when
this fake
ass.
When
the ashes who are holding, they who are ready to hold you. And then when the ashes or people are at the around.
No ashes. No one is holding.
Nobody set this up very well, obviously. Yeah. Like, don't have people around. So it's like, it kind of triggers in your head. Like,
no one held me, bro.
Four.
I remember landing.
Oh, shame.
I remember landing. No one.
Well, for you to hold on, can I just check?
Yeah, bro. You know? Hey, yo, where am I landing for? Now I'm falling.
I'm going to fall now, I've decided.
And brace myself for the clap.
You know what I mean? What are you thinking? Should I land on my arm? Like, you know? And then turn on my back quickly?
Oh,
I just
gosh.
Go on my back.
Oh, gosh.
And I took the plunge, landed on my back.
Have you ever watched this Emmanuel TV or these shows where they are like praying 24/7 and it's just like people falling, praying like...
I've watched Emmanuel. Oh, it's got people on their knees. They're not praying.
Yay.
They are praying.
They Emmanuel I watch. They're on their knees. They ain't praying. Which Emmanuel are you talking about?
Getting slapped with something else.
Eh? A different kind of holy staff. Watch the manual. See something holy there. One of the leaders was on the periods. And the guy Moses, this is his name, he parted the Red Sea.
Ay, ay, ay. Dog. Oh, man. Fuck, no.
Okay.
All right. What do I want to talk about before we go?
Thank you, so.
What happened to the KFC wedding, guys?
How?
What happened to it? Their wedding happened.
Yeah. I heard they got divorced.
I think that was a lie.
Was it a lie? Fake news.
Yeah, fake news.
Oh.
No way. A couple that looks that happy at KFC, in no way is they breaking up anytime soon. Because that's real love. To me, that's like nothing fake, nothing, you know what I mean? You're happy, your man has taken. I don't think they can.
Do you know that guy? He was proposing because he fucked up.
Generally, guys propose because they fucked up.
He was cheating.
Are you serious?
Yes. Mm. Either you've impregnated someone outside of the relationship, either you get caught cheating and you want to marry the woman now. Guys will ask to marry you or try to get you pregnant because they think...
it's the only way to keep you.
Yeah, and they're wrong these days. There's a lot of baby mamas.
How did Mnanga propose?
He actually proposed. I was telling him that he actually didn't propose. He just... asked if his family can come in and pay my lobola.
That's generally how it's
exactly.
The black way,
and
that's
for
the
me,
black way.
For me, it was like, oh no. After they came through and that for me was equivalent. I didn't even, because people would be like, so he didn't get a ring. I'm like, no, for what? He paid money. Like, there's, what's the need for that?
Yeah. And yeah. He said, yeah. And
so he never kneeled down or anything?
No.
For real?
Yeah.
Don't you girls like that though?
You know what? Because of TV, you know, like, just kind of like, oh, it's all cute, set up this whole thing. But at the end of the day, you need to speak to the family first.
That's not the African way.
Yeah.
My cousin's getting married. I'm going to a wedding next week, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what are you? Are you the best man or just there?
I'm just a man.
With the ordinary people.
I'm also going.
Oh, you coming?
Yes!
Oh, shit!
You're not a cousin.
You think I would not be invited?
Oh, yeah.
I'm family now.
You're not making a speech?
Nah, fuck that, bro. You know, I hate people, man.
You're not in the program. No way.
I don't hate people, but I'm saying I hate crowds. Sorry. Came out wrong.
Oh, okay. But how are you going to get married now?
Hey?
How are you going to get married when you hate crowds?
Hey.
In fact, your wedding should be like a chillers. The chillers should be also invited to your wedding.
We're going to have, what's that thing they had of Tupac?
A hologram.
Yeah, I'm going to have a hologram.
Oh, wow.
Of yourself. So you will not even be present. You are wicked.
All right, hologram. Yeah, talk to him. Shit, but so tomorrow is his, you doing the bachelorette tomorrow.
Yeah.
We don't know what to do with the bachelors. Can you give me some ideas? Eh?
You go to strip clubs.
Strip clubs.
Just go to a strip club and tell them we've got it's a bachelor party. Like, I know Summit has an area for the bachelor parties, the cubicles.
Mm.
So there's girls who work for Summit or and they do their business in the cubicles.
Is he allowed to smash my cousin?
There's no.
He can't?
No.
No, he can. Yeah, generally that's what bachelor parties are for.
Yeah.
No, speaking for his woman, he's not allowed to smash.
No.
I don't know about whoever.
That's the wrong question.
Who are you referring to?
Generally, they smash.
Mm. Who?
They're soon to be getting... husband.
He's not... No. Hey. No one is smashing.
I've been to bachelor parties.
Nobody is smashing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just go to
Including you, MacGyver.
We'll sort it out. Or any strip club has a bachelor party.
Nobody small is stage smashing. Event venue. Mm. Nobody is VIPs. Smashing.
Mm. They ask, what do you like? What does he like? What do you guys want? Like, big tits, big boobs, this, that. You make an order. It's a buffet.
Yeah.
And you order.
You'll be ordering for yourself. No. Nobody is smashing.
And you can tell Naga didn't have one, so it's 2-for-1 tomorrow.
He didn't have a bachelor. Oh, Naga will be there.
Yeah. He didn't have a bachelor party.
Sorry to break it down to you, but yeah, bachelor party
is smashing.
But.
In fact, I'll come. I'll drop my bachelorette and be at your bachelor's.
Yeah, you see.
I feel like I'm breaking a code. Am I breaking a code?
Like you're not supposed to talk.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not supposed to say that, guys. But generally, that's what happens.
Have you been to a bachelor party?
Yeah, I was at one badly organized one, and the guy didn't organize anything. Then we found ourselves in Rosettenville, in some mass, and we're like, no, let's just go to a strip club. And we went to the strip club. And that's the experience I'm speaking from.
That time, now I was planning on doing a poiki for him.
Yeah, that's I'm for that.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, but I like Saul's idea.
No. Mm. Saul,
no, take look, your idea there's back. Two ways. Either you book girls from the strip club to come to your house, right? Or you just go to the strip club. Mm. Obviously, if you book them to come to your house, it's nicer like that. As long as there's enough variety and the number is good.
Naga ain't available.
They're all good.
Yeah. We should invite some strippers to come to the show. Do you think they'd come?
I know some strippers.
Yeah,
I
must invite them.
They want money.
Yeah, it's fine. We've got Naga.
People. Naga, yeah. What will Naga do?
Mm-hmm. We've got Mesh. He's got a black card.
Oh, you got two.
Mm, two. Oh, you know what I mean? Two. Yeah.
Yo, no, it's cool.
So hit them up, ne?
Yeah, I'll hit them up, definitely.
Okay, and then they'll perform here.
Yeah.
Oh, flip. Yeah. Yeah, when's the last show? We're moving to the studio.
Maybe yeah, the last show.
Yeah, we're moving to the studio.
Yeah.
We got a studio, so yeah. The last show here. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
No.
I like that. Yeah.
Oh. Why not?
You can take a day off that day.
Yeah, you can take a day off.
Work from home.
What if other ghost ladies? Holy ghost. Holy ghost.
Oh, shit, man. We out here. I got some announcements to make. Yes. Oh, I got so many. Are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah?
Cool. First of all, Zola 7, we're making history this week. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Zola 7.
Yes. Yes. Premiere. Yes.
Movies.
Yes. We're premiering. Stay Kinico. I'm going to be at Joburg Sandton.
Joburg.
Yes.
Dope.
So you're doing Cape Town, yeah?
Cape Town.
Tiger Valley.
Oh, Tiger Valley.
Ghost Lady, you're doing Durban, yeah?
I'll be in Durban.
Gateway.
I will see you. You won't see me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of.
But apparently the Durban sales are slow. I don't know. Maybe is it it's not payday yet.
Hey, what's going on in Durban?
How?
The sales are slow.
Are they slow?
Yeah, Cape Town and Joburg, we like 80% sold out.
Ooh. Oh, dope.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not payday yet. When is the 25th?
Nah, chillers don't need payday. I know chillers.
Yeah, they've got...
Durban chillers, what's going on?
Yeah. So make sure you check out the link description below to grab a seat for the Stay Kinico premiere happening in Durban, Joburg, Cape Town. Starts at 7:30 p.m. this coming Thursday. Fucking history in the making. Cannot wait.
Yeah.
Oh, that smash. That trailer.
It's a movie, bro.
Lance has got a place reserved for him in heaven. In hell. What am I saying? Heaven. Gong. You're good, bro. Mesh. Shout out for that trailer, man. And
Mesh will also goosebumps. Be in Durban.
Yes, Mesh will also Mesh be in Durban. Yes. In Durban. Oh, are you going with Blackie? Where's Blackie? He's in Limpopo. Oh, but there's no premiere in Limpopo.
Yeah.
Which one is he going to?
Savannah.
So we'll upload Questa on YouTube this Thursday, and then Zola will come, will drop it next week after the premiere.
Mm. Oh,
for the other chillers who will not be able to come to the
premieres.
We'll have to wait for a week.
We'll have to.
And then also we're starting a new show.
Another one. Which one is this one?
For the longest time, I was thinking about how do we get chillers involved with the show? Because, you know, they're always commenting and have a lot to say about everything, right?
All right.
Yeah. Which we love.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how do we get our chillers to be involved? Like, fuck it. You know what we're going to do? We're going to start a show called After Chillers every Tuesday night with my main man, DJ Jaws from Metro FM.
Whoa!
DJ Jaws!
He's going to be going live.
What?
And you can join the show.
What?
And talk about anything that has to do with the podcast.
Oh, nice. Anything and everything.
It's called After Chillers.
After Chillers.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So he's going to be taking like calls, basically.
Like Tuesday at what time?
Tuesday at 10 p.m.
10 p.m.?
Live. Live. Nice. Live. Ooh. After Chillers.
After.
But here's a catch.
Okay.
Only for members.
Ooh.
Members only.
So if you're a member, you'll get a link to join the show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, same. I'm excited, man. It's going to be dope, man.
It's going to be dope.
Yeah. Because you know chillers have a lot to say, bro.
Asking.
Yeah, exactly.
So this show is giving a voice to our chillers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So Jaws is
going to
do this.
DJ Jaws.
DJ Jaws, man. Yeah. Awesome.
I was at his house. We were trying it out to see if we can go live and whatnot and the passwords and whatever. And then mistakenly, we went live during the Stone interview. But like for like 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Distracted the people for a moment.
Yeah. So that's going to start this Tuesday after Chillers, strictly for the Chillers.
Nice.
And that's the last show I'm coming up for now.
Okay.
Until further notice.
All right.
And then the Bougie one, which one? When is it starting?
They shot yesterday. Apparently it was awesome, ne? It was awesome.
Nice.
Ne?
Awesome.
Yeah. So when is the Bougie show?
Bougie, as soon as they're done editing, we'll put it up.
Okay. Oh, all right.
So maybe you can put it up on Tuesday. There's nothing on Tuesdays, ne? In the afternoon, ne?
Yeah, Tuesday afternoon. Yeah.
Monday will be us.
Yes.
Tuesday, Bougie.
Yeah.
Oh. Wednesday, ladies. Thursday,
celebrity.
Friday,
the fire. Friday,
the fire. Later Tuesday, perfect. After Chillers.
Yeah.
Can't wait, man.
That's going to be dope. What else? Oh, yeah. Granger is now available at the Hangout, Shimza's Place in Tembisa.
Ooh.
Bo, 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 bo. So if you're out in Tembisa, make sure you head out to the Hangout. We're also out at Daruma, Oskido.
Oh, yes.
Waterfall.
Well done.
Rooftop barbecues, all of them.
Yes.
Nationwide.
Nice.
Santon.
What?
Turpin.
Ooh.
Maboneng.
Ooh.
Yeah, just don't knock in Maboneng.
Where in Maboneng? Rooftop.
Rooftop
Maboneng.
Granger's there.
And then there are those tops that are selling it, right?
Yeah. Roslyn, we sold out.
Clayville. Yeah.
They launched on Thursday.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we're growing, man. Anything else you want to add, bro?
No, nothing.
Yeah.
Just, nothing. You can't wait to see your chillers.
Yeah,
some chillers in Cape Town.
Cape Town chillers.
Are you going to make a speech? Are you going to make a speech?
You have to.
A speech?
You have to.
Hey, the Joburg one is a party. It's a
movie. There's a red carpet.
There's a bar.
Like, there's a microphone for the speech.
Eesh, the hologram, you mean?
Hey, please, you are gonna be there in person.
Zola's gonna be there.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Man, it's exciting times, man. Cannot wait. Anyway, we are here, Ghost Lady. Anything you want to add?
Just all love, guys.
Glad to have you back, man.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah.
What do you want us to say?
No, I forgot. You know the prep thing he sent to us?
Yeah.
The producer? Yeah. There's a very interesting, I think it's funny, man. That's
what
a very funny story.
Yeah.
What? That there's a place, Meloding. Is it Meloding? A municipality where it's a sad story, but it's not that funny.
The councillor then.
Yeah, the councillor. So the councillor. this part of the story is not fun. So the idiot tried to kill his like family and stuff, right? Mm. So he stabbed his wife and he thought, no, she's done now. So now he wants to take his own life. And then he
hanged himself.
Yeah. But the wife wasn't dead. Wife gets up,
cuts the rope.
Nigga survives. Calls the cops in Meloding. A councillor Dipoko. Yeah, Dipoko. Yeah.
Sepiri Yan Dipoko.
Yeah, Sepiri Yan Dipoko. Nigga, stabs his wife, trying to kill the wife, obviously, thinks wife is dead. Oh, good. Now I'm taking my life. The idiot. And then wife is like, I'm alive. And goes and cuts the rope. So sometimes it helps being a typical wife, not wanting to see your husband hang around in peace. Kind of disturbing.
I'm not lying.
So they survived.
They survived.
Both of them survived.
Yeah. This obviously... It's attempted murder.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's kids involved.
I'm not laughing at the suicide attempt. Just that.
Yeah, no, I'm not laughing at the suicide attempt.
Even abusing the wife. No. Like,
yeah.
The suicide attempt is whack. The abuse is fucked
the
up.
The stupidity
but that's, that sounds like idiot. Moja Love. Promo from Moja Love.
It's real.
Like a show, yeah.
Dude, true story.
That's crazy, man.
And how are you looking at each other afterwards? Like...
not over. I mean, I think that's a
you tried to kill me and you stopped me from killing myself. Like...
that's a declaration of
like,
it's over.
You guys just don't, no one can trust. Ugh.
No, it's so, over. What trust? It's over.
Yeah, it's so vile. Like, just so messy, like gonna, toxic.
Yo, man, if you want to take your life, please don't. But if you do, don't take people with you.
Yeah.
You're not responsible for them being here.
Yeah.
So don't take them with you, man. It's stupid. It's
and
selfish.
Just what's wrong
it's
with just walk away. If there's something is not good until you get to the, like, you don't want to resort into those measures and... walk away. If you see things are toxic, that. Leave.
Yeah. Because then you're glowing. Are you pregnant?
Am I pregnant? Mm. Why?
You're glowing, eh?
You've been saying this.
You look good, eh?
Oh, do I?
She looks like a snack, eh?
Oh.
Hey.
Naga snack.
You know Nagasnek at this window listening, right? You know that, right?
I look like Nagasnek. Say, you must finish the sentence.
Yes.
You look like Nagasnek.
No, but for the sake of the podcast, we all sing when you're on air.
On air? Mm. Oh, really? Mm. After they know all our partners. So, Konji, who's your partner?
Hey, you guys never asked me. So,
she's a hologram.
She's not a hologram. She's a real person.
She's a real person.
Yeah. Mm. Everybody. People always ask me about my partner.
Oh, yeah, but do they?
Yeah.
She's a surprise.
She's not a surprise. Mm. It just so happened that you guys have never met. But like, I'm not hiding her.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It just so happens. When you meet. It's all good.
Are you going down to Cape Town with her?
Well, I think I'm going down on her. Yo, do I have 2 tickets to Cape Town?
Yeah.
Oh, then I'll go with her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the sake of the podcast, yes.
Yeah. That means no.
Yes, why?
There's no budget. Solomzi. But I'll go down with her. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, we are here, man. Podcasting chill.
Love. Oh. Thank you.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Yeah, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.